That's good stuff. That's good stuff, right?
Yeah, it's not right.
What do you call the outside part on bacon when you cook it?
The rind?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kids laugh at you nowadays if you cook that rind on the bacon. And when I was a kid, and I still like that, I like to chew around that old rind.
Yeah.
Just get the juice out or something. I don't want it, but kids laugh at you nowadays if they see it there.
It's kind of fun to chew on. Yeah. That's all right if you got good teeth.
Yeah.
What do you call meat? What do you say if it gets green and starts to smell?
Molded.
Well, is it still good?
Well, you cut the mold off. But I make sure I want the mold off. Well, I had Dad and Mom get poison on meat one time. Well, I think you get pretty sick from that. Food poison.
Yeah.
If it's cured, you can wash it off, but if it's not cured, then you can't eat it. Mm-hmm. It's poison.
How about butter when it starts to smell?
You mean what you call it?
Yeah.
All you call it, what, molded butter? Or?
Well, before it molds, just when it gets that awful smell.
Probably stale.
Boy, that's pretty dismal, isn't it? When you butcher, what did you do with the head of the hog?
All you take, you cut the jaws off first. That's the meat on each side of his jaws.
Mm-hmm.
You take them off. That's what you call your jaws, about like bacon. Then you can trim your head and put it in your ground meat, or you can make head cheese out of it. I never did do it, but I think it's kind of going back to the Dutch again. I think it's their dish. They call it head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I've ate some of them. It's good. But I don't know how they work it up. But they'll take that head and they'll carve a bit of that meat off of it.
Mm-hmm. They ever put cornmeal in the juice from that?
In what?
In the juice from head cheese?
I don't know. If I did, what all they put in?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a woman uptown, but you take a hog head up and see if you're going to do it.
Did you ever grind up the liver when you butchered and season that?
No, we never did. Just usually fry it.
Mm-hmm. What did you do with the blood? Use it for anything special?
No. You mean let out a whole hog?
Yeah.
We ought to just stick and just let it run out on the ground.
Mm-hmm. I guess the Germans use that, don't they?
They probably do.
Make some sort of sausage out of it?
Probably.
I'm sure you're cute when you just take them out of the bath.
You take that old, you probably heard of that old beef milk out of a calf. That's around his, put close to his liver. Well, it is joint, maybe his liver, beef milk. And you cut that up in chunks, about like a piece of candy wrapped up in paper and in caramels, you know.
Yeah.
And put it in a jar and put some sugar in there and soak it. And boy, that's catfish bait.
Huh.
But
boy, when you open that lid, the blowflies will take you. Boy, I mean, they'll suck the blood out of that sugar. Them old catfish, Bill.
Good
catfish bait.
I saw the government trapper over at Custer City when I was over there, and he showed me some of his baits.
Was it blood bait?
No, he used this on his coyote traps, with brains and cheese. Yeah. Boy, it was right.
Well, a lot of make fish bait out of corn, don't they?
Yeah.
Kernels. They lay it out on board and they wet that and put a sack over and let it ferment, don't they?
Oh, is that the way they do it?
I believe that's the way they do. They take them kernels and just spread them out. Then they take a gunny sack and keep that wet and it ferment.